Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Peete. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Washington. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Vosmak. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Brenzel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Weingartner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Weingartner. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenzel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weingartner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bonura. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel strikes out. Two outs. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Averill reaches second base with a double. Galatzer moves to third. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek is walked intentionally. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. There goes Averill trying to get to home. Washington throws the ball into Sewell who tags Averill who's trying to score from second, for the out. Vosmek moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Indians. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmek scores. Trosky moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kennedy, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Trosky scores. Hale moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. One out. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-1 in the game. Peete hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenzel strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Brenzel out. One out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 1 in the game. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Galatzer moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to second. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 2 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to third. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0 for 2 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground that hits Radcliffe. Radcliffe is out and Pete is safe at first. There goes Radcliffe trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0 for 2 in the game. Brenzel hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0 for 2 in the game. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 2 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Washington moves to second. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins is called out on strikes. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Washington scores. Appling moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Jocko Conlon pinch hits for Vern Kennedy. Jocko Conlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conlon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sewell. Averill moves to third. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Trotsky strikes out. 1 out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Bill Brenzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenzel is 0-for-3 in the game. Brenzel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons pinch hits for Marty Hopkins. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.